أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah. And I bear witness that Muhammad of 1400 years ago is the last messenger, servant, and prophet to the worlds. As I greet you in the greeting words of peace, we said in the Arabic language, the universal greetings of As-Salaam Alaikum, and we add Rahman to Allah, wa barakatuhu, which mean in English, may the peace and mercy and blessings of Allah be upon you. Allah tells us in Surah 64, chapter 64, Ayah 11, verse 11, no kind of calamity can occur except by the leave of Allah. And if anyone believes in Allah, Allah guides his heart aright, for Allah knows all things. If we look around us in our communities, we look around the nation, we look around the world, we see all kind of mishaps, we see all kind of calamities, we see all kind of problems that are happening. And nothing can happen except by Allah's leave. As Allah tells us, no calamity can occur except by the leave of Allah. So Allah, He lets us know that it doesn't matter what you think, it doesn't matter how you would perceive it. Nothing can happen except by His leave. And since Allah, He's the faithful, He's the true, He has to be faithful to His trust. He is a God that will never let us down. For He is our Creator, and the one that we have to return back to and answer for all that we have done. He says that if we do good, He will double and increase it many fold. And depending on how the good was done, or depending on the condition in which the deed was done in, will determine the level of blessings that will be given back to us. Doing good deeds to a wealthy man won't bring as much blessings back as if we was to do good deeds to a poor man, because the circumstance, because the condition in which the poor man is in more grave need than the rich man that doesn't have as much need. If we do evil, Allah says that He has to punish according to the evil that is done, with equal punishment for that evil. So the calamities that occur around us can only occur by Allah's leave. And we see the shootings happening in Kroger's. Oh, racist shootings, racist motivations, like the back in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s. We see all these racist shootings that are occurring in Louisville, Kentucky. We see people running in synagogues and killing people. We see all these killings and murders happening. We see terrible hurricanes, terrible tornadoes, terrible rain showers that are coming down so heavy that it's flooding out towns, cities, and states. And the hurricanes, disaster areas look like a war zone. We see all of these things happening, but we also have to ask, why are they happening the way they are? And when we look at and analyze it, let's look at the deeds and the ways and the thought patterns of the population in those areas, around the nation, around the cities in which we live and in which we see throughout the media. They're rebellious against Allah, to Allah the Exalted, God the Exalted. they are being as they were in the days of Noah, the days of Lot, and Sodom and Gomorrah, and rejecting Noah, mocking Noah, building an ark on dry land. They've been rebellious like the people of Moses's. They've been rebellious like the heart of Pharaoh. They've been persecuting like the Quraysh against the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so, as a result, the calamities have to occur. As a result, punishment has to come down. As a result, hell and fire has to destroy the wicked. Nothing can happen except by Allah's leave. And by Allah's leave means that your personal responsibility creates something that Allah has to reward you for, or something that Allah has to punish you for. And we have, as believers, Allah says for those of us that believe, He will guide them on the right path. He will guide them even closer to Him. And this is what we as believers, we strive for. We don't strive to be cuddled up with the wicked. What favor in God's eyes would we have being huddled up with some wicked people that God does not favor? We seek to get away from that. We seek to get away from the dunya of the world. We seek to get away from the dunya people. We seek to run away from that as run away from sticking our hands into a burning fireplace, that we know that if we stick our hands in that fire, that our hands are going to get burned and we're going to be maimed for life. We seek to get away from that. We are not trying to be maimed in the fire of hell by being coddled up and huddled up with unbelievers. They got the wrath and punishment of Allah Ta'ala upon them. We are people that seek Jannah, or paradise. We are not people seeking Jahannam, or hell, where we have to be constantly punished, where we have to live in agony and pain, and living up in some crazy world, where you have to be paranoid all the time, being sick all the time, because Allah's punish you for your evil deeds. No, we are believers. We believe when Allah has sit down through His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace be upon him. We believe in the Sunnah. We believe in Hadith, the ones that have not been tampered with or falsified. We believe in all these things, and belief not only means, you know, professing something with our mouths. It means that we are also trying to live what we believe. We're trying to be on our prayers. We're trying to do our fasting. We're trying to give in charity. We're trying to save up money to make the pilgrimage to Mecca. We are trying and we are striving to overcome the weaknesses within our characters. If a calamity happens to a believer, they take that calamity as a learning experience. And as a result of that being a learning experience, for Allah says that He would try us, He would test us with something of loss in goods, or lives, or the fruits of your toil. He would try you with a lot of things. For the believers, it looks like a calamity. But for the believers, it's a learning experience. And it's something that we would get double rewarded for at the end. Like what happened to Job. What happened to him was so heart-turning, was so wrenching his soul apart, losing all his wealth, losing his family members, losing a lot of things that would make some people just curse God to his face, wondering, why would you do this to me? And lose all faith and hope in Allah Ta'ala the Exalted. But Job, in his pain, Job in his losses, Job never cursed Allah to his face. Instead, Job increased his faith. Job increased his prayer. Job understood that no calamity can happen except by his leave, even though he didn't do anything wrong. Job knew that this is nothing but a trial. This is nothing but a test. Allah allows Satan to touch everything of Job except his person. And as a result, Job went down on his knees. Job continued to believe. And at the end, Job got double than what he had lost. That looked like a calamity. But instead, it was a test and a blessing. And this happens in all of our lives as believers. We suffer calamity, but it's not really calamity. It's just a test and a trial of our faith. And a lot of times Allah forces things away from us. He forces people away from us. He forces breaks up of relationships. He forces material things away from us. These things, in order to test us, and on the flip side, in order to strengthen our faith. And for another reason, it may not have been good for us, and it was not good for us. So he took it away from us so that we can rise up on a higher level of blessings and a higher level of paradise in which he has for those who believe in him. For us as believers, when we have this right type of attitude with Allah Ta'ala, an attitude is key when we're facing calamities. You always have to have a good attitude. Always have to have a good outlook, knowing that Allah is true to his promise to the believers. Losses, pain, these are just prerequisites for something better and greater. It's a setup for something better and greater that Allah would do in the lives of the believers. And as a result, these calamities that are happening around us in the cities that we live, in the neighborhoods that we live, we see people caught up in drugs. We see people selling drugs. We see people hitting, or hear about people hitting 11-year-old and 13-year-old children, going to school and running off, hit and runs. We see these things happening. And a lot of these things is because the people are engrossed in sin. The people are engrossed in the ways of death instead of the ways of life. Serving Allah is life, a good life, that he will increase the blessings for those who believe in him. But serving Satan, in which Satan has a grip on the world's minds right now, except those who believe, you have this madness happening in the cities that we live, because people would rather choose unfaith rather than faith. People have hope in money. People have hope in material things. People have hope in people, but they don't have hope in Allah Ta'ala, God the Exalted. And this is causing calamity. Calamities that they don't learn from. When the wicked experience calamity, they experience real losses. When the wicked experience calamity, they experience real pain. When the wicked experience calamities, they are not getting double return like the righteous, like Job received. They not being tested in their faith. They are being punished for the deeds and the ways in which they have chosen. So we as believers, we keep a righteous mindset. We keep a positive outlook on the conditions in which we live, and we just continue on in worship of Allah. We continue on in the remembrance of Allah, dhikr. We continue on our salat. We continue on in our prayer, our psalm, our fasting, our zakah, our zakat, voluntary charity, our obligatory charity. We continue on. Because Allah tells us that the believers have already won through. Meaning once we submitted ourselves to Allah Ta'ala, God the Exalted, and we do His will, we have already won over Satan. We've already won over the world. We've already won. And we will be those who enter paradise or Jannah as long as we continue on to do those deeds which Allah Ta'ala is pleased with. And as I greet you in the greeting words of peace, we say it in the Arabic language of Assalamu Alaikum. And we add Rahmatullah wa Barakatuh, which means in English, may the peace and mercy and blessings of Allah be upon you.
Ar-Rahman,
Ya Allah,
Ar-Rahim,
Ya Allah,
Al-Malik,
Ya Allah,
Al-Quddus,
Ya Allah,
As-Salam,
Ya Allah,
Al-Mu'min,
Ya Allah,
Al-Muhaymin,
Ya Allah,
Al-Aziz,
Ya Allah,
الجبار المتكبر الخالق يا الله البارئ المصور الغفار القهار الوهاب
الرزاق يا الله الفتاح يا الله العليم يا الله القابض يا الله
الباسط يا الله الخافض يا الله الرافع يا الله المعز يا الله
المذل يا الله السميع يا الله البصير يا الله الحكم يا الله
العدل يا الله اللطيف يا الله الخبير يا الله الحليم يا الله العظيم الغفور الشكور العلي الكبير الحفيظ الحميد
المحصي المبدئ
يا الله
المعيد
يا الله
المحيي
يا الله
المميت
يا الله
الحي
يا الله
القيوم
يا الله
الواجد
يا الله
الماجد
يا الله
الواحد يا الله الأحد يا الله الصمد يا الله القادر يا الله
المقتدر يا الله المقدم يا الله المؤخر يا الله الأول يا الله الآخر يا الله
المنتقم يا الله العفو يا الله الرؤوف مالك الملك ذو الجلال والإكرام المقسط الجامع الغني المغني المانع الضار النافع النور الهادي البديع الباقي الوارث الرشيد الصبور.
Allah is the beneficent, the merciful, the king, the holy, the peace, the guarantor, the guardian, the almighty, the irresistible, the majestic, the creator, the evolver, the fashioner of forms, the forgiving, the subduer, the bestower, the provider, the opener, the all-knowing, the restrainer, the extender, the abaser, the exalter, the giver of honor, the giver of dishonor, the all-hearing, the all-seeing, the judge, the just, the gentle, the all-aware, the forbearing, the magnificent, the much-forgiving, the grateful, the sublime, the great, the preserver, the nourisher, the bringer of judgment, the majestic, the bountiful, the watchful, the responsive, the vast, the wise, the loving, the all-glorious, the resurrector, the witness, the truth, the trustee, the strong, the firm, the friend, the all-praiseworthy, the accounter, the originator, the restorer, the giver of life, the destroyer, the living, the subsiding, the perceiver, the illustrious, the one, the unity, the eternal, the omnipotent, the determiner, the expedier, the delayer, the first, the last, the magnificent, the manifest, the hidden, the patron, the supremely exalted, the good, the ever returning, the avenger, the partner, the king, the owner of all sovereignty, the lord of majesty and generosity, the equitable, the gatherer, the rich, the enricher, the withholder, the distressor, the propitious, the light, the guide, the incomparable, the immutable, the hearer, the guide to the right path, the timeless, the patient.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله.